Pune Test, Kohli bowlers hand India unassailable 2-0 left in series Pune, October 13th. Social news XYZ. Virat Kohli scored a record-breaking double 100, which was his career-best score in the game's longest format, while the bowlers fired in unison as an all-round India out-missiled South Africa in every department to win the second test by an innings and 137 runs on day 4 here on Sunday to take an unassailable 2-0 left in the three-match series. India thus recorded their 11th consecutive Test series win at home, the most by any side eclipsing Australia, who had held the record with 10 straight series wins in their own backyard as Kohli and co. kicked off their home leg of the World Test Championship with a bang. The Proteas were skittled out for 189 after being asked to follow on as they were all out for 275 at the end of day 3, replying to India's mammoth 601 fifths in the first essay. Coming into this game with a 1-0 lead, India were never in any sort of trouble from day one. Mayank Agrawal, 108, scored a second successive Test 100 as Chetheshwar Pujara, 58, vice-captain Ajinkya Rahane, 59, and Ravindra Jadeja, 91, scored delectable half-centuries. Jadeja was unfortunate to miss out on 100 as he struck a 225-run partnership with Kohli for the fifth wicket. But it was the Indian captain who virtually took the game away from a South Africa side still in transition after the retirements of AB de Villiers and Hashim Amla. Kohli amassed 254 runs from 336 balls with the help of 33 fours in a marathon inning that lasted nearly 8 hours and broke a slew of records as he became the Indian batsman with the most number of double tons to his name, surpassing Sachin Tendulkar and Virendra Sehwag, who both had scored 6 double tons. In their reply, South Africa were ripped apart by Ravichandran Ashwin, who returned best figures of 469, while Umesh Yadav, making a comeback into the playing 11 and included in the series in place of injured Jasprit Bumrah, took 3 wickets. Left-arm spinner Keshav Maharaj top-scored with 72 and along with Vernon Philander, 44 not out, fought hard in the end but it was too little too late. Skipper Faf du Plessis also scored 64. Asked to follow on, Maharaj, 22, and Philander, 37, dug deep and proved hard to beat till tea on day 4. But once Umesh had Philander caught behind after tea, it all fell apart as the pacer returned impressive figures of 320 seconds with Jadeja also picking up 3 wickets as Ashwin nabbed 2. In the second day, opener Dean Elgar top scored for South Africa with 48. It was also a fantastic test for wicketkeeper Ridhiman Saha, who took 2 brilliant catches in both innings to remove Tyunis de Bruyne on both occasions off Umesh. On day 3, Saha, rated as one of the best stumpers in the world, flew to his right to grab the ball with both hands right in front of first slip to complete a stunning catch, and he repeated his heroics in the morning session on Sunday, as the 34-year-old took an acrobatic one-handed diving catch to leave his teammates out. It was Kohli, though, who continued to shatter record books. The ace batsman, arguably one of the best in all three formats, hadn't scored a century this year but atoned for his deep with a knock of sheer brilliance. During the course of his innings, Kohli also went past Bradman to become the player with the most 150-plus scores as Test captain. While Bradman had achieved the feat 8 times in his career, Kohli has now done it 9 times so far. He is also the only Indian to smash 40 hundreds in international cricket as captain and is now just 2 tons away from surpassing Ponting's tally of 41 Test tons as captain with the most hundreds in international cricket. He also surpassed Dilip Vengsarkar's tally of 6,868 runs to climb to the 7th position in the list of players with the most runs for India in the longest format of the game. Kohli also rolled his arms in bowled the first over after tea on day 4 to sum up India's mood and utter dominance in their own lair. Both the